This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're back at Fenway Park for day number two of the 23rd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And you are calling and you are texting. And we are now up to $2,728,080, which you have donated. Thank you for that. Keep giving, and we'll see if we can end up above where we were last year, which was just shy of $4 million. But it's incredible what you've done so far, and we thank you for that. And we will be sharing throughout the morning and all day long the stories of those who are fighting this horrible disease, and the doctors and the nurses at Dana-Farber who are helping them. We need to thank a listener, the custodian at the Boston Arts School, which is right down the street, because apparently the Queen's vehicle was about to be towed because she just parks wherever she wants.
That is not true.
Willy-nilly.
That is not true.
Willy-nilly here in the city.
I parked right behind the WEEI vehicle, it is two-hour parking. I parked there yesterday as well, the Boston Arts Academy. Thank you so much. They have a graduation today, need that in front of the school.
I see.
It was a fine place to park.
I don't know about
it
that.
Is.
I don't know about that, Queen.
It is.
But apparently the custodian said, saved your vehicle from a tow, which is nice. And so we appreciate that. And with that, we will get to your lead. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Cam Newton is actually the center of my lead this morning.
Okay. Wiggy.
We talk a lot on this show about where athletics is headed when it comes to college athletes being paid, NIL deals, the amount of money these kids are coming into. And Dove Kleeman, who I know, not a real person, but repurposes a lot of things that athletes say all the time or report.
NFL content.
Yes, NFL content. He had repurposed a quote from Cam Newton at the beginning of the year, and it has people talking. At the beginning of the year, Cam Newton was talking about how he is no longer Superman. He's just a regular man, and he cannot provide for his 8 children anymore because he only made $133 million over his career, and the NFL checks just aren't coming in the way they used to be.
Way to read the room.
Yeah. So during a time where our country is just in absolute disarray and people are struggling to buy eggs, it got a lot of he putting this tweet out there got a lot of people talking about, have we jumped the ship? Have certain people like Cam Newton just are completely detached from reality? $133 million over your career, and I understand, Wiggy, exactly what you're going to say, and I agree with you that if you're making $133 million, you're living a lifestyle that is certainly much different than if you're making $50 million a year as a normal person. But at the same time,
$50,000, you mean?
Yes, sorry, $50,000.
Thank God it's not just the old.
Yes,
dude.
No.
Thank you.
$50,000 a year as a regular person. If you are Cam Newton and you know that you're not going to play forever and you have 8 children and you choose to have 8 children, that is when $133 million can go a long way. You just need to be smart with it. So I just think that this in particular is A, tone deaf, but B, where are we going to be in 10 years when you have freshmen in college coming into the Tennessees of the world making $3 million a year? You have to hope that they're smart with their how they invest their money, but $133 million should not be anything that we're looking at and saying, oh, poor Cam Newton.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to pump out 8 kids either.
Right. That's a lot of kids. There's definitely a lot of kids, and there's definitely a lot of baby mama drama.
That's a lot of kids.
But right. To defend my boy, because he spoke about it afterwards, and he updated, he was saying that he's not able to support them the way he did when he played. He still takes care of them. He still is very supportive. He still got money. But when you go from making, and he talked about it, when you go from making, you know, $2 million a week in the National Football League, and when he talked about one of his paychecks, to now he's just like, you know, trying to make it, not as a regular person, because he still makes good money on the shows that he's doing. He's just not able to live that lifestyle no more. He didn't blow through his money, though.
He's struggling, is what you're saying.
No. He's just not living that lifestyle.
In freaking North Carolina, where you can get a mansion for like $300,000.
Yeah, but you ain't living in no $300,000 mansion when you're making that type of bread.
All right. Well, Courtney, thank you. Not to further the drama on the parking, but apparently the custodian, according to Jackson, also saved your car from being towed yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Well, what about the WEEI card?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, but so, very nice of this guy. Yeah.
Very. I mean, I would like to shake their hand.
Yes. All right. Lead from Wiggy. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Excuse me. Good morning. So we all heard Elliot Wolf, and now it's time for Mike Vrabel and Elliot Wolf to put what he said in action, that he'd be willing to trade a first-round pick, second-round pick, it doesn't matter. They need to bolster this team. Listen, if you can get Micah Parsons, and I know that's the fantasy land, pie-in-the-sky dream, I am all for it. I would give up 2 first-round draft picks. You know, I don't care what it costs you, and I would pay him what he wanted because he's that good of a player and he's that disruptive.
So just to be clear, your first-rounder in 26, your first-rounder in 27, do it and do it all day long.
All day long. Okay. Whatever they want for Micah Parsons, all day long. And then I would also be picking up the phone, and I would, you know, I think you could probably get Terry McLaurin for a second-round pick. So, you know,
that reporting is that they have picked up the phone and that they are talking about
it. Right. Well, that's what he's saying. So we are now sitting here, and I know a lot of people, Elliot Wolf will be the fall guy, but I think the guy that ultimately has final say in this is Mike Vrabel. So Mike Vrabel's got to be the one to go to Robert and say, here's what we're doing.
That's not what Elliot said. Elliot was asked that very question about final roster say, and he says it's himself.
Right. Ken says he's your boss.
Right, exactly.
I mean, Ken is my boss. I always defer to him on issues of importance.
Yep. Whenever I talk to Ken, he's like, let me run that by Greg. Like, what is this? but here's the thing that's so frustrating, and get ready, compliment for Belichick incoming.
Oh.
We all were very frustrated at how Bill didn't give anything. Most of the organizational spending habits have maintained despite 2 years removal of Bill and with 2 different head coaches. So maybe he didn't talk a lot because they weren't going to spend a lot in terms of their offseason plans. And if I'm the
Maybe he wasn't the cheap one all along is what you're saying.
Right. He certainly could have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Fought it, could have been many things, but at the end of the day, it was Robert Kraft who decided to spend, and the stat is that for their entire ownership, only one team has spent less than them out of 32. So I look at where they are now, and I say, Elliot, why are you saying this? If you actually want to get Terry McLaurin, you're losing leverage publicly by saying you've called them. Who cares?
You're saying, just go get them.
And right, then celebrate.
Don't tell me how interested you are in making a deal. Go and do the actual deal.
Right. Don't make the deal more difficult than it already is.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Congratulations, Massachusetts. You are not only home to the worst golfer in the United States. Hey, Scheim. You are.
You know what? That's an award. I'll take an award.
You are apparently also home to the worst golf course in the United States of America.
Ooh. And you missed it last week. Worst beach in America, Carson Beach. So we're really stacking up the awards.
Any guesses from anybody?
I would have no
Wiggy,
idea.
Wiggy, you wouldn't know. Curtis, no. any guesses?
I don't want to be rude, but Leo J.
Yes. Nailed it.
What?
Leo J. Martin in Weston. The worst golf course in the United States of America.
It is awful.
According to mygolfspy.com, which is a golf website, they have ranked the courses in the United States of America, and Leo J. is the worst.
My God.
Also on the list, and no surprise here, Norwood Country Club. I played a tournament there once, and there's actually, like, physically a plane at times landing on the course while you're teeing off. Unfortunately, Canton came in fifth when it comes to the worst courses in the United States of America. But we are blessed by some incredible golf courses.
What did they use for criteria for this?
If it resembled a road in Kandahar, that was how they determined that fairway condition. Is there anything that's green actually?
Yeah.
Any green plant right. product anywhere on the course?
Odds that your car will be there when you return the golf cart.
Correct.
Wow, Weston too, ain't that Weston? You got that money out there?
Yeah, but
it's on the Weston line.
But do they have like a clubhouse there?
No, we would just go, we would play, it was just awful. I mean, it was fun. We were in high school. We'd just, whack it around, but it was brutal. You couldn't really tell the difference between the green and the rough.
All right, well, those are our leads, and it is day number two of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We are at Fenway Park, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.